This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump in the White House dismissed an article alleging that he made disparaging remarks about the nation's war dead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
President Trump continues to slam the Atlantic magazine's report, alleging he mocked the U.S. war dead.
It's a hoax.
The article quotes anonymous sources, many of whom were confirmed independently by the Associated Press. In a White House briefing, Trump tried to blame former chief of staff and retired Marine General John Kelly.
I don't know that it was him. I haven't seen that. I mean, I see anonymous, but it could have been a guy like a John Kelly.
Retired Green Beret Joe Kent's wife, Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. He says he met with Trump when her body arrived at Dover Air Force Base.
I didn't get any kind of disrespect. I didn't get any vibe of disrespect.
Kent says he doesn't believe any of those quoted and wouldn't, even if they came forward. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Satellite imagery of a North Korean shipyard on Friday showed activity suggesting preparations for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Simpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submersible test stand barge out to sea. It said that the activity was suggestive of preparations to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. A previous launch in October of 2019 was seen by analysts as the most provocative by North Korea since it entered a dialogue with the United States over its nuclear weapons and missile programs in 2018. This is VOA News.